The personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true experiences and opinions of the guests and may not represent the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said,
"There is hope for the addicted, and this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer. Priesthood leaders can help as those who have addiction seek counsel from them. Where necessary, they can refer them to qualified licensed counselors and LDS family services. The addiction recovery program, adapted from the original 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, is readily available through LDS Family Services."
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. These podcasts may seem contradictory to such standards. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated. These recordings were created with the express purpose of providing a way for individuals who are isolated from recovery groups to participate, as well as provide an example to church leaders and members of a typical meeting. In this portion of the addiction recovery meeting, you will listen to members read from the addiction recovery program guide for step 1, honesty.
Welcome to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints Addiction Recovery Meeting. I'm Elder Ennis, and I am serving as missionary group leader this evening. Would like to ask everybody to please turn off your cell phones and your pagers so we do not have that interruption this evening. We don't have any announcements, so would somebody please volunteer for an opening prayer?
I will.
Thank you.
Our dear, kind, and gracious Heavenly Father, as we come before Thee this evening in our group meeting, we would ask that Thy Spirit be here with us, that we will be able to feel of that Spirit, and we will be able to share one with another our struggles and trials, and also our triumphs, as we share our addiction recovery with one another. We thank Thee, Heavenly Father, for all of the love and understanding that Thou gives unto us as we go through these trials and struggles. And we thank Thee for that loving kindness that Thou gives unto us, for the loving hand that Thou puts round and about us. We say these things humbly in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. At the beginning of all of our meetings, we always like to start out with the mission statement, and that is, "The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints Addiction Recovery Meetings assist those who desire to recover from addiction. We also welcome family and friends whose lives may be affected by the addiction of another. We are a group of brothers and sisters who share our experience, faith, and hope as we study and apply the principles of the gospel as they correlate with the 12 steps of recovery. Our meetings provide a safe place for honest sharing because we adhere to the principles of confidentiality and anonymity, and we use appropriate language and behavior to invite the Spirit to be with us. As we practice these 12 steps in our lives, we receive power through the atonement of Jesus Christ to overcome addiction and receive the full blessings of the gospel. Family and friends who practice these same 12 steps will also find hope and healing for themselves. We will now go around the room and read each of the 12 steps found on page Roman numeral number 4 within your manual. Before we get into reading the steps, we'd like to take a moment and go around the room and introduce one another. And we will start here at my left, and we will go clockwise from there.
I'm Sharon. I'm an addict.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
My name is Karen, and I'm a recovering drug addict.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, Karen.
I'm Lindsay. I'm an addict and an alcoholic.
Hi, Lindsay. Hi, Lindsay.
I'm Scott, and I'm addicted to pornography.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Scott.
My name's Cammie, and I'm a recovering addict.
Hi, Cammie.
Hi, Cammie.
My name's Scott, and I'm a recovering addict and alcoholic.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Scott.
I'm Abra. I'm a recovering addict.
Hi, Hi, Abra.
I'm Robert, and I'm an addict and alcoholic.
Hi, Robert.
Hi, Robert. Thank you. We invite each person who is willing to read one step. It is perfectly acceptable to pass if you prefer to listen only. This time we'll start to my right and go counterclockwise.
Step one, admit that you of yourself are powerless to overcome your addictions and that your life has become unmanageable.
Step two, come to believe that the power of God can restore you to complete spiritual health.
Step three, decide to turn your will and your life over to the care of God, the Eternal Father, and His Son, Jesus Christ.
Step four, make a searching and fearless written moral inventory of yourself.
Step five, admit to yourself, to your Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus Christ, to proper priesthood authority, and to another person the exact nature of your wrongs.
Step six, become entirely ready to have God remove all your character weaknesses.
Step seven, humbly ask Heavenly Father to remove your shortcomings.
Step eight, make a written list of all persons you have harmed and become willing to make restitution to them.
Step nine, wherever possible, make direct restitution to all persons you have harmed.
Step 10, continue to take personal inventory, and when you're wrong, promptly admit it.
Step 11, seek through prayer and meditation to know the Lord's will and have the power to carry it out.
Step 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of the atonement of Jesus Christ, share this message with others and practice these principles in all you do.
Thank you. Each week we focus on a different step. This week we'll read Step 1, starting on page 1, from A Guide to Addiction Recovery and Healing. We will go around the room, and each person who is willing may read one or two paragraphs. You may pass if you prefer to listen. We have an extra copy of the guide for you to use in this meeting in case you do not have one. During the reading, listen for thoughts, feelings, and experiences you have in common with those who have taken these steps. Who would like to begin the reading?
I will. Honesty, key principle. Admit that you of yourself are powerless to overcome your addictions and that your life has become unmanageable. Many of us began our addictions out of curiosity. Some of us became involved because of a justifiable need for a prescription drug or as an act of deliberate rebellion. Many began this path when barely older than children. Whatever our motive for starting and our circumstances, we soon discovered that the addiction relieved more than just physical pain. It provided stimulation or numbed painful feelings or moods. It helped us avoid the problems we faced, or so we thought. For a while, we felt free of fear, worry, loneliness, discouragement, regret, or boredom. But because life is full of the conditions that prompt these kinds of feelings, we resorted to our addictions more and more often. Still, most of us failed to recognize or admit that we had lost the ability to resist and abstain on our own. As Elder Russell M. Nelson of the Quorum of the Twelve observed, addiction surrenders later freedom to choose. Through chemical means, one can literally become disconnected from his or her own will. Rarely do people caught in addictive behaviors admit to being addicted. To deny the seriousness of our condition and to avoid detection and the consequences of our choices, we tried to minimize or hide our behaviors. We did not realize that by deceiving others and ourselves, we slipped deeper into our addictions. As our powerlessness over addiction increased, many of us found fault with family, friends, church leaders, and even God. We plunged into greater and greater isolation, separating ourselves from others, especially from God.
When we as addicts resorted to lies and secrecy, hoping to excuse ourselves or blame others, we weakened spiritually. With each act of dishonesty, we bound ourselves with flaxen cords that soon became as strong as chains. Then a time came when we were brought face to face with reality. We could no longer hide our addictions by telling one more lie or saying, "It's not that bad." A loved one, a doctor, a judge, or an ecclesiastical leader told us the truth we no longer could deny. The addiction was destroying our lives. When we honestly looked at the past, we admitted that nothing we had tried on our own had worked. We acknowledged that the addiction had only gotten worse. We realized how much our addictions had damaged relationships and robbed us of any sense of worth. At this point, we took the first step toward freedom and recovery by finding courage to admit that we were not just dealing with a problem or a bad habit. We finally admitted the truth that our lives had become unmanageable and that we needed help to overcome our addictions. The amazing thing about this honest realization of defeat was that recovery finally began.
The Book of Mormon prophet Ammon plainly stated the truth we discovered when we were finally honest with ourselves. I do not boast in my own strength, nor in my own wisdom, but behold, my joy is full. Yea, my heart is brim with joy, and I will rejoice in my God. Yea, I know that I am nothing. As to my strength, I am weak. Therefore, I will not boast of myself, but I will boast of my God, for in his strength I can do all things.
Thank you. These 12 steps are a program of action. As we read the section called Action Steps, we learn about recovery and gospel actions we can take to come unto Christ and receive power to live in recovery from addiction. Continue reading the action steps.
Become willing to abstain. Even though people's addictions are different, some truths like this one never vary. Nothing begins without an individual's will to make it begin. Freedom from addiction and cleanliness begin with a tiny flicker of will. People say individuals finally become willing to abstain when the pain of the problem becomes worse than the pain of the solution. Have you come to that point? If you have not and you continue in your addiction, you surely will reach that point because addiction is a progressive problem. Like a degenerative disease, it eats at your ability to function normally.
The only requirement to begin recovery is a desire to stop participating in the addiction. If your desire is small and inconsistent today, don't worry, it will grow. Some people recognize the need to be free from addiction, but are not willing to begin. If you are in the situation, perhaps you can begin by acknowledging your unwillingness and considering the cost of your addiction. You can list what is important to you. Look at your family and social relationships, your relationship to God, your spiritual strength, your ability to help and bless others, your health. Then look for contradictions between what you believe and hope for and your behavior. Consider how your actions undermine what you value. You can pray that the Lord will help you see yourself and your life as he sees it, with all your divine potential and what you risk by continuing in your addiction. A recognition of what you lose by indulging in your addiction can help you find the desire to stop. If you can find even the smallest desire, you will have the room to begin step one. And as you progress through the steps of this program and see the changes that come into your life, your desire will grow.
Let go of pride and seek humility. Pride and honesty cannot coexist. Pride is an illusion and is an essential element of all addiction. Pride distorts the truth about things as they are, as they have been, and as they will be. It is a major obstacle to your recovery. President Ezra Taft Benson defined pride. Pride is a very misunderstood sin. Most of us think of pride as self-centeredness, conceit, boastfulness, arrogance, or haughtiness. All of these are elements of the sin, but the heart or core is still missing. The great central feature of pride is enmity. Enmity towards God and enmity towards our fellow men. Enmity means hatred towards, hostility to, or a state of opposition. It is the power by which Satan wishes to reign over us. Pride is essentially competitive in nature. We pit our will against God's will. When we direct our pride toward God, it is in the spirit of my will and not thine be done. Our will in competition to God's will allows desires, appetites, and passions to go unbridled.
The proud cannot accept the authority of God giving direction to their lives. They pit their perceptions of truth against God's great knowledge, their abilities versus God's priesthood power, their accomplishments against his mighty works. As you become willing to abstain and admit the problems you face, your pride will gradually be replaced with humility.
Admit the problem, seek help, attend meetings. When we indulged our addictions, we lied to ourselves and others, but we could not really fool ourselves. We pretended we were fine, full of bravado and excuses. But somewhere deep inside we knew. The light of Christ continued to remind us. We knew we were sliding down a slippery slope towards greater and greater sorrow. Denying this truth was such hard work that it was a big relief. finally to admit that we had a problem. Suddenly, we allowed a tiny opening for hope to slip in. When we choose to admit to ourselves that we had a problem and we became willing to seek support and help, we gave that hope a place to grow. We were then ready to take the next step of attending recovery meetings. Participation in a support group or a recovery meeting may not be feasible for everyone. If you cannot attend a recovery meeting, you can still follow each of the steps with minor modifications as you work with your bishop or a carefully chosen professional counselor.
When attendance at a recovery meeting is possible, you will find it helpful for at least two reasons. First, at these meetings, you will study specific gospel principles that, when applied, will help you change your behavior. President Boyd K. Packer of the Quorum of the Twelve taught, "The study of the doctrines of the gospel will improve behavior quicker than a study of behavior will improve behavior. Preoccupation with unworthy behavior can lead to unworthy behavior. That is why we stress so forcefully the study of the doctrines of the gospel. Second, these meetings are a place to gather with others seeking recovery and with those who have already taken this path and are living proof of its effectiveness. In recovery meetings, you will find understanding, hope, and support."
To understand more about this step of the Addiction Recovery Program, you may also want to listen to the corresponding sharing portion of the meeting.